been a minute, but I'm here with another of my amazing close friends from a minute now. We've been friends for, I mean, how many years now? I don't know. It's more than 6 years, seven, bro. It's been a minute.
Yep.
Well, guys, like I said in the earlier episode with Noura, there's a whole lot going on behind the scenes in terms of changing the brand of the podcast. But yeah, that would sort itself out later on. But now, me and Bello are going to give you guys a quick breakdown of the transfer situation with Manchester United. Today, we're going to be talking about players like Paul Pogba, Soumaré in Lille. We're going to be talking about Cavani. We're going to be talking about Bruno Fernandes that doesn't ever seem to get done. We're going to be talking about the Jude guy from Birmingham that we seem to want to sign. And is that about it, bro?
Yeah, that sounds just about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to throw in all them Sancho, okay, yes, Dembele. Except you want to throw in like them Sancho and what's his name, Grealish, which just spins my head around, to be fair. But yeah, all right, guys, no worries. So that's that. And yeah, Bello, tell us a bit about yourself, bro.
Yeah, well, Power Sports Podcast, it's an honor to be here. Shout out to my girls for letting me be on here. I've been looking forward to this for a while. Shout out to all your listeners. Keep listening. Share it with your homies. Dills is doing an amazing job. So you guys show your support to the homie. So I made my first appearance on your YouTube channel and now on the podcast. So shout out to Dills for making me feel welcome.
Come on, bro.
Can't wait to get into the topics today. A lot of things happening at United at the moment. January transfer window is not a window we usually shop in. Last year, we had the Sanchez thing happen. Let's just see that that's better left in the past. This year, we're hoping for Bruno. Let's see how that goes. We'll discuss that a bit further.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Wow, guys, see, let me tell you something. You see this Bello guy here? This guy's one of the nicest guys you guys will ever meet. It's crazy, bro. I don't understand. And then if you heard him in high school, this guy was coming out with tracks that make you think he's like A$AP Rocky's son. And then he's also got this heart of gold now, bro. You're more than welcome.
Why are you watching the business?
Come on, bro. You get out. You purple rain ass boy. No worries, bro. It's amazing to have you on here. So let's just jump into it, bro. Let's try and rate all these transfers, yeah? And let's give like a basic analysis on all of them. So we'll give a pro and a con for them, and then we'll rate the transfer over 10 and let the people know how possible this is. If it's really going to happen, or it's just some smoke screen, bro.
All right,
so first name, Ousmane Dembele. What do you think? What kind of player is Ousmane Dembele? Okay, all right.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on him first.
What I think about... Yeah,
I'd like to hear your thoughts on him first, to be honest.
Ousmane Dembele, I think he's like a better version of Lacazette, without the whole slow vibe. Same stature, they've got that relatively low amount of center of gravity. They've got a lovely shot on them, and Ousmane Dembele has also been on the journey. This guy was in Fulham at some point. He made noise there. He then went to Celtic. He made noise there. Then now he's gone to Lyon as well, and he's still making noise. Given the fact that Memphis Depay is pulling his own weight, Fekir was there pulling his weight. He still pulled his way, Dembele. Traore is there as well, being amazing. Dembele is still pulling his weight. That Aurora guy, their number eight, their own Xavi, he's been doing great, but Dembele is still pulling his weight. Even when Ndombele was there, Dembele was still pulling his weight. So, bro, to be honest, he's a perfect signing for United. If you want a Timo Werner type of player. As I was saying concerning Dembele, he has all the attributes we need currently from a striker. And because United now, with the clueless way, I should say, that Ole is taking the whole play, and how we don't seem to know what to do when we are playing against teams that can really sit back. And even now that we found out that it's not all rosy when we play the big teams, as what's the name, even Wolves gave us some problems, and we know they're one of the tougher opponents, and City gave us 3-0, and then Liverpool gave us 2-0. So we can disperse that whole myth that, oh, we're so great against the big teams, bloody, bloody, blah. No, we're not, Bacal. These guys are destroying us now. And for me, Dembele gives that option of, if you want to go long, he's strong enough to win a header. And if you want to play, he's also good enough to make those runs. So that's what I think about Dembele.
Yeah, I think you're good.
A second, let me give you the disadvantage part. Mm. So all I said at the beginning were the advantages. Mm. The only disadvantage I'll see with Dembele is hopefully he is quick enough in terms of, you know, Daniel James is so quick, and sometimes most of our attackers just get left behind, and this guy will just maybe throw a cross that just goes awry, and it seems like, oh, United's thing is broken down. And I hope as well that his character is good enough, and I hope his English is good enough. But for someone that stayed in England, Scotland, and now just some time in France, I think he'll be great. So in other words, the advantages far outweigh the disadvantages. And it's like 90-10, if not 95-5.
Fair enough. I feel
what do you
most
think,
of
bro?
Yeah. You give the transfer a 5?
I give the advantages 95% and give the disadvantage 5%. And the possibility of this transfer happening, I mean, with what you told me earlier off air, where you said we went to scouting of recent. United, we've been so slow with Bruno Fernandes. And if I don't know if you saw the other day, they said Ed Woodward went to Paris on a Eurostar like train, that he went to Paris. So at the end of the day, even if he went to Paris, bro, Lyon is in Lyon, so Paris is not even making any sense at the moment. But okay, I will give that transfer this moment in time a 5/10. I'll give it a 5/10. What's your take?
To be honest, I agree with most of what you said. I think he'd be a very solid signing for us. Quite dynamic. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I know. He's quite a dynamic player. I think we saw in Celtic what he could do in the English soil. He can match the physicality of, you know, strong defenders. Pace-wise, he's not the fastest striker, but I'd say he's fast enough. He's fast enough to cope with the pace of the Premier League. My issue with him is, like, his decision-making sometimes lets me down in the final third. Sometimes when you expect him to make a pass, when there's a clear pass to make, he tends to go for the goal, which you'd say a striker should.
Yeah. But I feel like that's one aspect of his game where he could improve his decision making in the final third. Although he's already, for someone who's 23, he's already doing so well.
Bro,
experience. My thing also with like signing players that are young to United is it doesn't always work out. Like there's this issue young players have with settling to United and the pressure. And true. And I hope, because he's not played for a big team yet. All respect to Celtic and Lyon. Those teams, like, on their own level, they're good, but they're not Manchester United. The pressure that comes with playing for United is a whole different ballgame. So it'll be interesting to see how he adapts. But so far, like, he's scored, like, I think 16 or 15 goals this season already.
Wow.
He's doing quite... Although it's not the best season for Lyon, and they're struggling to make the Champions League spots, he's been doing his part. He's been doing all right.
Wow.
Pretty good numbers in the French league, in my opinion. One thing with Dembele as well is, if we're buying Dembele, are we buying him to be the first choice striker? Or are we saying, okay, he's going to be the second choice striker and Martial is going to be first choice? Around the same age, both of them would want to be starting. You know, Dembele isn't going to come to United and be like,
oh,
I'm going to be a bench player and watch Martial play every week and come off the sub. So it's either one of them is going to be the main striker, and it's going to be interesting if we see the dynamic. Who will Ole go for as his first choice? Because we know Martial can be very effective on the left wing. So if it's a thing where we're looking at Rashford injury and we're trying to prepare for it, it would be good because we would shift Martial to the left and then play Dembele. Rashford is back, and then we have those two. It'd be very interesting. Of course, it's always good for squad competition, but those are two huge egos, and it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. So those are my thoughts generally on Dembele, but do I think the transfer is happening this January? Even though our scouts were reported going to watch the Lille and Lyon game, scouting both Samari and Dembele, I don't think that's a deal for this January. I think this January we're not signing a striker, because the Dembele deal is going to cost at least, I think, 50M, and I don't think the board is ready to splash that money on a striker in this window. I think our priority has been made clear. It's been midfield since the beginning of the window. We know we're short in numbers in midfield, but with the Rashford injury, we're short up front as well. So you never know. But I don't have much faith in the United board to see this deal through. So I'd give it like a 4 out of 10.
Pick up on something you said there, bro. We never replaced Lukaku and Sanchez, so we were short in the attacking phase anyway.
True.
We were already short.
Exactly.
Man, this is abysmal at this point from United. We were already short at the attacking side. We sold Herrera as well, sold Fellaini in January, never replaced both of them. So we came into the season with a deficit of players, and now injuries have hit us like a wrecking ball, and we cannot solve nothing. Bro, this is my twist on the whole formation thing here. Even if Dembele comes in January, I think even if Rashford plays, Rashford could be on the right, Martial on the left, Dembele as the striker, or Rashford could be on the left, Martial could play as a number 10, bro, and Dembele be the striker, because Martial, he's good with receiving the ball on the half turn. Like, he is our best ball retaining player. He's got the best control in that team, apart from Wamata, who doesn't really play. When any ball is fizzed into Martial, I want you to watch, even today, against Burnley, watch out for it. He knows how to control that ball under pressure, and then players can run off him and he can slide the ball through. But no worries, no worries, bro. Solid points on him.
Definitely.
Let's move on to the next player, Samari.
All right, then. Yeah. Now, Samari, for me, is like a dream signing. This is the signing that I want to see United make. Be proactive. Don't wait till PSG or you know, one of these other top clubs or Bayern feel like, oh, this guy's good enough, let's go for him, then you start acting. Yep. You know, let's be proactive. Let's get this guy in early. A product of the PSG Academy. And shout out to PSG that although they use that academy 100%. Players that much, they've been producing some gems. I think this season they've been trying with Adil and Dogba right back. But to be honest, Dembele that we just spoke about too,
don't forget
the PSG
Nkunku.
Academy product
to Leipzig.
Yeah, and Nkunku's gone on loan though. But he took that decision. I think because he knew his quality and he knew staying in PSG. Has shown that he can be one of the best defensive midfielders in the world. He's quick, his interceptions, he's got long enough legs, give you very good interceptions, he's good on the ball, he can control 100%. The pace of a game. You know, he what I like about him is he's not too flashy. You see that from a lot of black boys, I'd say, like in the midfield, like they just want to, you know, show that they've got the skill. But for someone as young as him, like what Sumari is, like just 20. Literally,
he's a mature.
I think he's turning 21 this year, but he's still 20.
Mourinho will love him, bro.
Someone that young for a defensive midfielder, he plays quite matured. The only thing with him, I'd say, is like, I'll throw this question back to you. Would you risk everything? Because Sumari has a contract till 2022. So I know Lille are going to ask for good money for him. At least 40 million. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
So, if you have a Sumari situation, now a promising young defensive midfielder, he has all the attributes to be world class. But then we know United need a defensive midfielder, and we're looking at someone like Partey. If you had the chance this summer, who would you take? Would you take the already made defensive midfielder? Because maybe we need someone in that position. Or are you like, let's bring Sumari in, Matic is and Fred is enough cover, let's get the kid in? Or would take Partey, who's proven,
who's
made, and who we know will come in instantly and make an impact?
Bro,
Partey, Atletico Madrid Partey, the Ghanaian Partey.
Are you talking about the guy with the dreads?
Yep.
I don't know why I confuse him and Lamar, man. Okay, I hear you. Bro, I've not seen anything about United being linked to Partey. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I've not heard nothing. And, bro, if you've not heard nothing by this point, with 9 days to go, nothing is happening. Because...
No, not in this window. We were linked with him in the summer. But this January window, we've not been linked with him. But I just want to bring in, like, that,
okay,
that,
I get
that kind
you.
Of,
I get
you know...
see, bro.
Yeah, comparison.
Honestly,
what would you think?
Okay. Given a player who has really been engraved into Simeone's type of football, you might as well take Partey now. But the reality is, you are more linked to Sumari than Partey, and I would equally appreciate Sumari, bro. That guy, he's a strong. He'll be our new Pogba. I promise you, he will be our new. He's a box to box. Bro, you needed to have watched him against Chelsea. He was the bright spark for Lille in the midfield.
I saw, you could definitely. I do prefer him in that defensive midfield role. I don't feel like he has the ability, but he's more like a Vieira than a Pogba, because he's very solid defensively. Pogba isn't as solid defensively.
Yeah, I get you.
Sumari isn't like the type of guy to score you goals. He's just someone that can cover for the back four very well, you know, keep the game going. That's what we need him to do. So
I get
carry
you, bro.
On.
Why I said that box to box, maybe I should coin it this way. I didn't mean he'll be a finisher at the other box, but at least he will contribute in terms of joining the attack.
Because something we lack now
is McTominay. He's tried his best, to be fair. He's contributed with 2 goals this season, one against Arsenal, one against Norwich. But bro, that forward and backward movement, you can clearly see Fred is more of that erratic midfielder that we have. Fred does more of that work. Like, Fred is everywhere, bro. And sometimes McTominay just seems a bit too static. I don't know, maybe it's because of his height and his whole body frame that he doesn't look as flexible.
No, he just doesn't have the technical ability, in my opinion. And I think he's given it his all, but he just doesn't have that, you know, box-to-box, you know, ability to boss it like Sumare would have.
Bro, Sumare, like, when I first heard of the Sumare link, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I was like, wait, what is this? Sumare, what? What is going on? Then I said, you know what? Let me go and watch this guy, actually. Then I watched the game against Chelsea. I was like, wait. In the midfield against Jorginho. I'm like, nah, he held his own buckle. So I was like, nah, he is definitely all right, bro. So yeah, for that Sumare one, we've said the pros and the cons. And so what's your rating concerning the possibility of this deal going through?
Concerning the possibility of this deal going through, I'd give it a 6 out of 10. Just because I believe we've already said we're scouting for midfielders and he fits the profile of the type of midfielders
six out
we
10.
Need.
Oh, wow. So that I'd give it a 6 average. Out of 10. Yeah. Bro, did you hear of Saul? Saul was hot in the summer, but then
I heard
nothing
Saul
this January.
Yeah.
And even in summer, it was like hot and cold. Yeah. Like, we're like, really? Okay, Saul, yeah, this. Bro, I tweeted about Saul in like 2018. Like, United should get this guy. But it's a case where Man City have gotten Saul instead of Rodri, I wouldn't have been surprised. Because Pep knows those boys like that. Like, he can spot his Spanish guys. But the fact that Saul is still in Atletico, maybe Atletico, they've just been stalling so much, and I think his buyout cost is massive, bro. Saul is.
Yeah, I know he signed a contract.
Bro, he signed a massive contract,
like that.
Bro. Like, nah. Atletico know that they have a germ on them, bro. Saul is the truth. That guy scores nothing less than bangers. Bro, since 2017, do you remember his goal against Bayern? Bro, like, this guy he's been doing it. And then when he comes to Spain, he only scores long rangers, bro. Saul is crazy. But yeah, let's jump into the next player, yeah? So we've given them Sumare, we've given them Dembele.
Because of all the fuss
with Dembele, with Bruno Fernandes now, United are the kind of team where if they get Fernandes, bro, nothing will make them think, oh, let's get another player in that kind of mode. Our attention strictly go on to, oh, your Sanchos, your Grealishes, your Madisons. That's literally what will happen. Once we get Fernandes, that is done on midfield. And that is the crazy part. Like, we already did not replace Herrera and Fellaini. Now we're only going to get one player. And then again, Pogba is leaving. So, inevitably, three players are leaving that midfield. Three players already. And you're only going to sign one.
Obviously, if Pogba leaves, you know they're going to cash out. They know they have to compensate for that guy.
What if they try and tell you?
They
try
honestly, and sweet talk you. We need at least three midfielders to compensate.
With Bruno already being signed, and then we sign a Madison, and we'll say, oh, yes, then it's done. Bruno and Madison. And, bro, I promise you, Leicester finish above United. Madison doesn't have an incentive to come to United, bro. If Leicester finish in the Champions League spot and we are not in the Champions League, bro, Madison is not coming. Sancho, maybe, but I doubt it. Because he'll probably then go to like a Chelsea, bro. And he'll just replace Willian or Pedro.
Let's see. To be honest, from United, I'll be honest with you, I won't be that, you know, sad. As long as we bring in...
For the Sumare one, I'm giving it this is tough, bro. I'll give it a 6, just like you. Yep, yeah. I'll give it a 6.
Because I feel like even if it's not happening in January, we're going to still go back for him in the summer. Something like that.
And I'm happy that United are not getting like this bidding war. Like they're not getting any other person like coming in and saying, oh, want to sign Somari.
No. Bro, chill on that. I swear to God, there are several clubs interested in that.
Bro, if that happens, United are not getting him. Look at, we are the only ones fighting with Bruno, and still, look at how long it's taken. Bro,
we don't act quick enough at all. We need to be more proactive.
Bro, I heard Liverpool were linked to what's his name again? Minamino. I heard it on Monday. Bro, Wednesday, this guy, I saw him in Liverpool shirt. Am I a dummy? Am I a sausage? Like, bro. Nah. You cannot compare those two teams at this moment.
Man United, like, bro, it's crazy.
It's dreadful. That's all I'm going to say. So let's move on. Let's move on from Sumari and Dembele now. Let's go Bruno Fernandes. Let's just get that out the way. Bro. Tell me.
Bruno, man. I'm actually tired of
hearing his name.
Like that, man, because it's been going on for
Bro,
6 months now, man. Like every single day there's a new just like as of now. We've seen the Jorge Mendes comments. He was working on the deal. Apparently, he's no longer working on the deal now. Geez. But he just told Sky Sports that he's not sure what's going to happen with the deal, and that. However, he did say if Bruno doesn't move this January, he's definitely moving in the summer. But the thing is, we need Bruno now. Like a midfield is crying for a midfielder. McTominay out, Pogba out. And you look and you don't really see any reinforcements. Who's coming in to replace Pogba? No one. Who's coming in to replace McTominay? No one. Is Andreas good enough? No. Matic and Fred can only do so much. They are limited. They are not creative midfielders. We need more spark. We need more driving midfield. And would be the answer. And when you think about Pogba coming back, imagine that combination. Bruno, Pogba and a Fred or Matic at DM. Imagine the creativity. Imagine Rashford and Martial feeding off those guys. That's what we need in this team. The Bruno deal is something that he has 15 or is it 16 goals this season, you know? He's trying season, you know? He's still balling, even with the whole transfer speculation. With the whole rumors, every day he's still balling. The thing is, we need Sporting to compromise because they tried to mug us off in the summer with the price.
Bro, are you the only
and we're still haggling on the price. It's
only your club that rubbish will happen. Even Champions League winners don't get swindled. Like how you know Premier League, no FA Cup, no Champions League winning as club suffers.
Yeah, we really get fucked over in the transfer window. It's not even funny, guy. Every club just looks at Manu and thinking, money don't come.
Money bag.
Go hammer.
Cash cow.
Bro, they're like, nah. Forbes are the guys that are always casting United now. Like, United, top three richest club, top richest club, this. So imagine when whatever club comes, they're looking, is it not United? We guys hammer. And they don't do this rubbish. They don't even to Real Madrid. When Madrid comes, they'll be doing like they even want to sell their player to Madrid.
Like for free, sell. Keep Madrid.
I know, but when United comes, they'll be like, "Oh, you guys will make you guys suffer. Don't worry."
Especially when you see a CEO like Ed Woodward, you just look at that guy like some rich guy in the swindle.
Because he doesn't know shit about football. You know, this man is an accountant. We know it's
so on.
Obviously,
so do you think this sign is gonna happen?
Honestly, I feel like
this guy is saying it should
happen, bro. It cannot happen, bro, there's so much that has gone into this since the summer, bro. If this shit does not go through, like, do you know how much of a disaster this will be for this club? Like, it will leave, like, permanent damage on 100%. This club if this guy does not come in this window. Because when you look at how short we are in midfield there, it does not make sense that we don't seal this deal, man. It does not. So I'm putting everything on it, man. I think this deal is going to go through some way or the other, man. We're getting this Bruno guy.
Mad. So over 10, what are you giving it?
I'll give it.
Mad. That was all in my 8. Mind. Bro, and if not that, every other club around us as well are just collapsed. Yeah. It's like no one wants this top 4. I don't understand how we're 3 points away from Chelsea and we are 5th.
Bro, like, bro. I just deep, like, have Chelsea really been that shit this season? Like, because I'm thinking about the PTSD I've gone through for this Man United season, and we're this close to Chelsea still. We're still this close to Chelsea. Like, how shit have Chelsea actually
been? And we have Chelsea in like 2 games. So if we win today and we beat Chelsea, we're in the top 4.
Bro. Must win game tonight, man. Must win game. Bro. Must win game, bro.
If we win tonight and we beat Chelsea, how is that possible? Oh my god.
Bro. But to be honest here, yeah, like, Bruno deal, what about you?
To be honest, everything you said about Bruno, I mean, all the fans, they know what he brings, right? This guy has had ridiculous amounts of returns from the beginning of 2017. 17-18, he was amazing. 18-19 was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And now 19-20, he has started with a bomber as well. Bro, everyone knows what he brings to the table. He's going to give us that flexibility to play 4-3-3. We'll have like a Matic or Fred just sitting, and you have like a Fred and Bruno, or Bruno and Pogba. 4-3-3, we're sweet. If we don't get this done, my God. With to the near future, with Rashford out, with Matic being overplayed, with Mata as well being too old, with Pereira not even good enough, and with Lingard a non-entity. Bro,
please don't call Pereira, that guy. Me, please, the same
I look at them as the same player.
Jesus Christ, man. I don't even know who I hate more between those two. I swear to God.
Bro, see.
Fucking hell. Bro. How do you go an entire year without scoring a goal and you play for Manchester United? You're a 10 for Manchester United and you go the whole year without scoring a goal or even assisting. What the fuck is that?
Bro, because guys, we are recording this on the day we are playing Norwich. We are playing Burnley. Bro, let me just tell you. Jones is starting and Greenwood is on the bench. My God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bro.
They just released the starting
exercise. Jones is starting. No, Jones is starting.
Lingard is starting?
And Greenwood is on the bench.
Jesus
if I
Christ.
See Lingard in that starting lineup, bro, I might as well just purge.
Nah. Jones, Calamity See, Jones.
And Jesus, you know, the last time we played him against a rugged attack, Sheffield, they wasted him. Now we're going to play
him against the likes of
Chris
Jones.
Wood and Ashley Barnes. Oh my God. Oh my days. Well, bro, let's not digress.
Well, Ole learned his lesson. But Sha, like, I know our defense is French. I think Tuan Zebe is out. Rojo is injured.
Bro,
Bay is back, yeah. But
Daniel was on the bench in the other game and he came on against Liverpool. Bay should start this game.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, to be honest, I'd still start him before
I
start.
Bay and Maguire. Bay will give more to me than Lindelof, bro. And I want to see how a better defender can make
would
Maguire
really compliment
shine
Maguire.
Because I promise you, the lackadaisical nature of other defender makes Maguire seem a bit inferior. Because now, those their mistakes, Maguire is not quick enough to cover it. But now we have a Bay that we know is quick enough. Bro, man, let's not digress too much, man.
Yeah. Maguire has actually looked really good next to Tuan Zebe as well. I don't know, all these black centers.
Exactly.
Really
for real.
Yeah. They just compliment him with their own physicality 100%. And a little bit of pace they have.
Bro, I wish we could. I wish we did the post match reaction on the podcast versus Liverpool, bro. Yeah. How Brandon Williams, like you said, he's marking, but like, and then Maguire comes in like 5 hours later, thinking he can actually. When you said, bro, your quote on Wan-Bissaka is the quote of the year so far. I don't even want to know. Bro, for 50 million, my right back has to know how to
Man. This guy, even one good cross, we didn't get in that match. Bro, that guy was burning everything.
From the first day I saw Aaron Wan-Bissaka in United, I knew we bought a half cooked chicken, bro. Well, let me explain. Yeah, Maguire is all great defensively, yeah. He's all great. But, bro, attacking wise, he cannot stand up straight. Maguire has the same balance as Haaland, Lukaku, and Evra. Bro, they don't have
you
balance.
Think
so? That is the problem. See, every time Wan-Bissaka is on the ball, it's almost as if he's forgetting the ball. Bro, watch it. Watch it. And if I'm correct, bro, you have to say it in your review. Bro, watch it today. I promise you, Wan-Bissaka, every time he gets the ball, it's almost as if he runs past the ball. Then he's trying to bring the ball forward. He tries to do a skill, yeah? And then he forgets the ball. Then he has to try and bring the ball forward. And by then, he's closed the opportunity to dribble the defender.
Nah. Bro. That guy looks mad, awkward, trying to do anytime he starts to do leg overs or shuffles, bro, I just break out laughing.
How would that kind of guy become a winger in Premier League? I'm just so happy he turned to defend that guy.
Nah, that guy was Nigerian Premier League winger.
Like, what? And I'm like, you're a winger. At least the attacking prowess should be more than this. But bro, oh man, I think he's only had like, I can count on one hand the amount of crosses that have actually been amazing this season. Bro, nah, he's been a struggle. So guys, let's move on. We've given them Sumaru, we've given them Bruno. Bro, number four, James Maddison. What are you saying?
Maddison, man.
And by the way, Maddison, sorry, I give Bruno, I feel like 8 that would 10 as well. Yeah.
I know. Fair enough. Well, Maddison would be a great signing for us, to be honest. But I, to be honest, unlike most United fans, I'm not too impressed on seeing Maddison come in. Because if we're going to get a new number 10, I'm not trying to see Maddison, bro. I'm trying to see
United will never attract Havertz. I'm sorry to bring that to you.
Fair enough. Let's not fuck around like one.
Bro, it's not about you being the third richest club.
Splash
babies no
on that guy and get him to come. Bro, if we could get Pogba,
bro,
to Pogba come,
came because Mourinho was in the club. Who is only gonna social gonna improve?
And now we'll get Pochettino. We'll get Poch.
Only if you get Poch. But I'm sorry, with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, do not call any world-class midfielders. Bro, his own son, Haaland, did not come to the club. What else do you guys need?
Yeah, but me, like, apart from being realistic, I'm just stating, like, how I feel about the whole Maddison thing. If we're going to get a 10, I'd rather we splash on a Havertz or a João Felix Pichy type of 10. Because getting Maddison, like, I prefer seeing us play with the 4-3-3. And we know, like, playing that 4-3-3, you need balance to your CMs, just like how Real Madrid run
it. Maddison can do that, bro.
Or the classic Barcelona teams. With any Agna, I don't see that
does.
With Maddison.
Anyway.
I don't feel like that's the type of we watched the Liverpool game. How he failed to have any impact in midfield, bro. He couldn't control the tempo. He looked lost in that game, bro. Against the top
bro,
teams,
did you watch
bro,
his
I don't
game
feel
against
like
Tottenham.
He has the ability to like you know the ball retention, the ball recycling. You get me? He has the tech. He has the tech and everything. Yeah. But in the long run, I'm looking at like the step up. Because when I'm looking at Man United, I'm looking at the teams above us, the PSG,
Juventus,
the Bayerns, the Real Madrid, the Barcelona, and I'm thinking, is this type of player are going to be starting for these clubs? And I'm looking at Maddison and I'm like, he doesn't get starts to any of these clubs. He could be a bench player, but he's not starting Lingard for any of those clubs.
Or get Jones me. Or Matic.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the potential United should be signing. It should be on those level because we're making the same amount of revenue as those clubs. So, of course, we should be signing the same caliber of players because we can pay the same amount of wages as those clubs. So, why are we settling for mid to average players when we have the capacity
let me
to
tell
so
you
much
why.
Better? You get
because
me? That's my whole frustration with the club.
About football.
No, bro, that's a whole different conversation now. We already know the real issues with the club now. But what I'm saying, yeah, targeting guys like Maddison calm in the short run, but in the long run, I feel like his species of player is going to make it the top elite level of football, bro. But I fuck with Maddison heavy, yeah. I fuck with him heavy, man. But I just feel like I want us to maintain that 4-3-3 and have a balanced midfield. If we're going to get a 10, I want a superstar name-ish 10, man. I know you're going to say I'm like...
No. I agree what you're saying,
mad
actually,
numbers
bro.
This season. Yeah. I feel the mad... If he comes, I wouldn't mind. I'll be very happy to take that guy at my club. Looking at Pereira and Lingard every week, that would be a blessing. But you get me? I'm trying to see this club aim for something, a vision. Like, there's a system of football we're trying to play, and we're going to buy players that fit the system. That's what I want to see from this football club. If Maddison comes, bro, that would be great for us, yeah? But I want us to target, like, a post-to-post.
How about Grealish? How about Grealish?
I really want us to maintain this 4-3-3. Really should be Maddison.
Let's finish
with
Maddison.
Either one of
them.
I'll take either one of them. Yeah. Yeah, so like I was saying, Maddison, like, if he comes, bro, he'd be an upgrade. He'd be, like, our second-best midfielder after Pogba, literally.
Maddison?
These are facts.
Bruno?
I'd say, to be honest,
no, Bruno,
is Lingard,
Bruno,
is it McTominay? Is it... No, bro, why are you taking
at least
Bruno
it's closer than
signed?
Maddison. What are you talking about, bro?
I feel you. But I'm thinking about, like, the current squad now. Let's minus any other potential player. If he comes in, he's automatically our second-best midfielder. Or maybe he's dragging with Fred. I don't know. But to me, he's only Pogba that's better than him, obviously, in midfield. So if he comes, bro, that would be great for us. You know?
100%.
I fuck with it.
You see, guys, when you talk about someone that can run a segue, that is below, bro. Man just went from slandering the hell out of Maddison to giving Maddison the biggest present. You see, this is what I was telling you guys at the beginning. This boy,
I'm trying to bring in the balance.
Not care about anybody.
I was breaking it down into the bigger picture and currently.
By the way, guess what? Well. Loris is back. Shout out Loris, man. Shout out Loris.
Shout out to him, man. That was
bro,
a tough
and
injury.
It looked
man.
So bad at the beginning, man. You're like, oh my god, another mistake.
Yeah.
And you know, it took everyone like 20 minutes here to realize, oh, we've got to actually pity this guy. That was mad.
Yep.
Well, Tottenham is starting their game now against
let's see.
Against Norwich. So yeah,
pull up Norwich. Pull up Norwich. Cantwell masterclass incoming.
Cantwell, yeah, I feel Cantwell. You, bro. Guy, Pukki has been scoring, though. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah, Pukki is like, he wants to regain his form again.
I'm not going to lie, though. Bro, let's see how that goes for him. It's too big. I can't wish Tottenham worse. Bro, Mourinho has been the best thing that's happened to United since Fergie. And I remember when you were saying, no, we needed to have sacked him, blah, blah, blah. Come on, dog.
Yeah, of course. Why the hell should we keep that Stone Age manager?
Bro,
look at what he's doing at Tottenham.
Man brings out germs of
they
players.
They don't have any
man
flow or rhythm, bro.
Play you. Look at Tanjangang or what his name is, bro.
Yeah, this guy is starting Dyer every week. Even though for recently, because Dyer has been shit, bro. Nah, don't even start this whole Mourinho shit, man. Nah, that guy.
Dyer
that guy
started
staying
today
in the past,
too. Now.
That guy
he's playing Dyer instead of Sanchez.
He's playing Dyer instead of Ndombele.
Yeah, but he's playing Dyer as a defender, bro.
No, he was playing him DM earlier now. His first five games, he kept on playing
him
DM.
Defender, bro.
Yeah, that makes more sense now. When you have Lo Celso,
we all know he's been struggling to squeeze Dyer in there.
What's that?
Because he caught our middles, bro.
Bro, no matter how Lo Celso is struggling, you want to tell me he's not a better midfielder?
That depends on the position. Lo Celso is not going to play defensive midfield, bro. And then he's also not going to start ahead of Lucas Moura, Son, or Dele Alli. Come on now.
No, we are talking about attacking. Lo Celso is like a CM that is like just a standard CM, you get me? He can play DM. He's done it at PSG before.
The guy
started,
the guy,
to be honest. Not like his best position or anything.
Bro, Lo Celso was a left back, like a left wing back at PSG.
Yep.
Yeah, so, like I said, I'm giving Madison an 8. What are you giving? All right.
I'm giving Madison... I'll give Madison a 6.
Mad.
Yeah.
That is mad.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. No problem. Now let's get on to Jack Grealish. What do you think?
Grealish for me is a player I would take with both arms. Very dynamic, quick. I used to I didn't think he'd actually be this good like back in the days when he was young, those early days. Like, but clearly he's fulfilling his potential. And
100%.
Without him, this season Aston Villa wouldn't have a chance of staying up.
Even lost.
Yeah, definitely, he would be an upgrade in what we have in midfield. Definitely, without a doubt. And he's another player that I don't mind Man United bringing in for the moment, because he'll definitely be an upgrade to what we have. But in the long run, I'd like to see us, you know, think of a little bit someone more dynamic.
This guy is content, bro.
Nah. I can't be content when you support United. No one I'm seeing Forbes say every week we're making dough like that.
I get you, though. Totally understand. But, bro, he is the midfielder you love. Like, he's the box-to-box kind of guy as well.
Mm.
So, to be fair, and everyone as well has seen what he brings to the table. So, I think Grealish, I mean, by the summer, if we get a Bruno now... I think we're going to go and get Madison Grealish Sancho. United can never do that. Even two of those, I don't think United will get two. We might get one. And if we're to choose one in between Madison, Sancho, and Grealish, bro.
If we were to choose one?
Because, bro, we're only going to get one. See, let's be real. United are not going to spend the money to get two of those
teams. You know, it depends. All these things depend on whether Pogba goes or not.
Pogba is going to go. Can we just be real, please?
Yeah, well, if we are saying Pogba is going, there's no way we're not going to splash on midfielder.
Oh, my God. That is why I'm saying we get Bruno now. Pogba leaves. Then they give you one. They give you one Madison. And they say, okay, be okay with that.
No, but you said Sancho... Grealish and Madison, only one is coming. I think we can get two. I think we'll get Madison and Sancho if we sell Pogba.
Oh, Pogba.
Yeah, if Pogba goes, obviously Pogba isn't going for cheap. We already have money budgeted for Sancho, plus the Pogba money comes in. Yeah, of course.
And then Madison is another like 80.
Yeah.
Remember, it's English. They're both English. Come on, bro.
So,
this guy's talking like he supports Madrid.
Bro, you don't support it, bro. You support one of the richest clubs in the world.
It is not about the pocket of my club. It's about the financial acumen of this club. Can they use their head to actually spend the money on the right players?
They don't have a choice. It's not whether they are using their head or not. If Pogba goes, they don't have a choice. Already, we need to sign a right winger. That's for sure. That's whether Pogba goes or not. We definitely need to sign the right winger. Whether they're going for Sancho or Chiesa or whoever, we know we need to sign the right winger. That should have been a priority 2 years ago when we signed Sanchez. We should have signed Mahrez instead. This is a position that we still don't have. So that's for sure. If Sancho is coming and Pogba, there's already money budgeted for Sancho. I feel like there has to be for him for another right winger. Whatever right winger we're bringing, there's something already stored for him. Now, if Pogba goes, we know Pogba isn't going for anything less than 100M. Let's not lie to ourselves. Although he has a year in his contract, I still feel we're bagging bare piece for him. We're still going to get more than the 89 we spent on him, because he's worth more. If we look at the prices midfielders are going for, Pogba is at least worth 150M. So Pogba isn't going for the cheap. If we already have money budgeted for a winger plus the Pogba money, of course we can buy Madison and Sancho in the same window. Of course we can. Or how much do you think Madison is going to go for? I'm thinking between 70 to 90M. I don't think he reaches that 100.
100%. Madison has to be between 70 and 90. 100%. Bro, clap for yourself. You successfully convinced me and not confused me that we are going to be able to sign Sancho and Madison. My God, I can't believe how you did that, but you did it. That was brilliant. No worries. Okay, I'm rejuvenated now. No worries. Okay, we good.
Unless Jude Bellingham is the Pogba replacement.
Please don't kill yourself. Please, thank you very much. You just did a great job. Now, don't mess it up. No worries. So what's your for we went haywire. What's your rating for that deal?
I'd give really a 3 out of 10.
Oh my God.
yep. Because I feel like he looks more like
a cheaper option, and he'll be cheaper than getting Madison.
Madison, yeah, definitely.
And to be fair, bro, like I said in my video, yeah, his numbers are actually better than Madison's this season.
Yep.
That is scary for a team that's in the bottom five and a team that's in the top five. That is a maza.
Yeah, of course, bro. If I was offered like 40M for 50M for Grealish, 70M for Madison, I'll take Grealish, to be honest.
That's why I'm telling you that United might actually just take the cheaper option.
No, but you know the problem with United, yeah? Those guys love PR. Madison, childhood United fan.
Yeah,
you get me. He's not even hated everything. The announcement video, you just know. They are thinking about things like that. That club, you know, they're already planning.
Well, Grealish, some big head from Birmingham.
Shout out to Grealish,
though. Like, bro, he's a baller, bro. Bro, Grealish has the biggest calves in the Premier League. Guy sucks, cannot even go above his calves.
Nah. Don't forget about his father, Traore.
Guy, I'm talking of calves, man.
The calves, bro. I know. Check out Traore's calves as well. My she's muscles, bro. Go and check out those calves. They're scary as well.
Guy, I've never seen Grealish sucks totally.
Yeah, bro.
Guy, okay, no worries. Let's move on. So we're giving them Dembele, we're giving them Soumaré, we're giving them Bruno, we're giving them Madison, we're giving them Grealish now. Last but not the least, Edison Cavani. Talk to me.
Yeah, Cavani should be the signing we're making this January, because clearly Rashford is going to be out for a couple of months, at least till April or May. So Cavani has a contract which ends in the summer, so we know he's going to come for a cut price. At least he's 32 now. 32 isn't that old, although he turns 33 like next month or something. But to be honest, I still feel that he's still at an age to perform good enough in the Premier League. It's a no-brainer for me. We need a striker. Rashford is out. Get an experienced guy in Cavani. He's played at the highest level, Champions League, won league titles with PSG. We already know, like, adapting to United won't be that hard for him. he's a proven goal scorer in every league he's gone. I feel like he should be a no-brainer. This is a player we should be signing. This is a player we should be going for. I'm seeing as if Chelsea are ahead in making that signing. I don't know with what the transfer rumors are saying. It's like Chelsea are ahead, but without a doubt, that should be a player United should be going for, because we are crying out for a striker. Greenwood is still young. It will even be good for him to learn of someone like Cavani, because I feel like Zlatan was still a very good influence for Rashford coming up.
100%. So
having Cavani in the dressing room, also, we already know he's like an older player. We still need those mature guys in the team, you know, for the days those young guys are feeling shy. We need those guys that, you know, will step up and be counted. So for me, Cavani is a deal we should totally be pursuing, and I really hope it's something that the club considers, although right now it's not looking that likely, but without a doubt it should be something we're looking at.
Yep, I hear you 100%. Bro, remember what I told you off air? Bro, Cavani is a blaming gladiator. This guy looks how he looks now when he was 18. In his Palermo days, Cavani looked exactly the same as he looks now.
Nah, I got the freak on
Cavani nature. Does not age, fam. He just had his gladiator face from birth, and this guy stuck with it. So me, I think even if we sign Cavani now, I promise you, in 2 years' time, Cavani is still be banging in the goals. He's not the kind of striker where you say, oh, he's lost his pace, this, that, the other. He's not really a pace guy. He gets the ball, he drops it off, man runs into the box, you send it, he can give you acrobatically, he can chest it, he can head it. He's a complete package, bro.
Yeah, and I think
he's even more lethal than Dembele, and Dembele is lethal, bro.
You can't compare. My God. Cavani is in another stratosphere when it comes to goals. There's this stat that came out like a couple of days ago that in the last decade, 2009-2019, the top five scorers in Europe have been Ronaldo, Messi, Cavani, Lewandowski, and Suarez. So guys like Benzema, Aguero, all these guys, they're not even up to Cavani numbers throughout the entire decade. Look at the company he's in with. That guy is crazy.
Wow, that's amazing, bro. That is amazing.
Yeah, man.
So what's your rating, man, for that?
My rating for the transfer, I'll give a 6 out of 10, because the rumors say what...
After all this amazing talk, now, Bello,
I know, right, bro? What can we do? We have Ed Woodward at the helm, man. What can we do? I give it a 6 out of 10 because I feel like Cavani would be open to the move. It's a big club, you get me, and it's a move that's a no-brainer. We need a striker, but then can you count on United? They've not even finished managing this Bruno deal. Will they have time to seal a Cavani deal? I'm not sure. That's why I have
we
to give it a 6
out of 10.
We need two
players in January, though.
I know, bro. I just heard Ole saying that he wants some guys in the team to step up after Marcus Rashford's illness.
Injury. Can he just not say that trash, please?
Bro, that just killed my spirit. Who do you want to step up?
Ole has been making
Are we going to start looking at under 15s? Who do you want to step up again?
Some Shola guy, man. No, there's some Yoruba guy coming through, man. I promise you.
Yeah, that Shola kid.
Yeah,
the
Nigerian guy, yeah. Yeah, like an attacking midfielder striker guy. Then we also have we have Dylan, bro. Dylan.
Yeah.
Guy, that Dylan boy is a baller. He's like a Messi.
Bro, take it easy on him. You know, guy, the moment you compare niggas with Messi, bro, it starts fading out, bro. That shit is.
Feel that Messi. Like Messi being a striker. So there's obviously less touches, but he collects and he drops. So he gets that give and go, he receives, and this guy can finesse. Don't worry. On the podcast Instagram, I'm going to be dropping him. You're going to see Dylan. Don't worry. I'll drop Dylan.
Nah, bro, I've seen clips of Dylan and everything. Exactly. Yeah, I think you're putting too much pressure on this guy, bro.
He's got the He's got Messi, the Ronaldo. He's got the Ronaldo and Giannino-esque body.
Ronaldo, Messi, bro.
Bro, I'm talking of Ronaldo de Lima, bro.
Guy de Lima, bro.
I'm talking of his body. Calm down. I'm talking of his body. Will you calm down? He's got that stature.
What that you call all
he's
these
going
names,
to grow into like a Ronaldo de Lima and Adriano type of guy. I promise you, you heard it here first. This guy said, are you with Yoruba? Can you just shut up? Guys, if you are listening to this, man, I hope.
Dylan fanboy.
I hope you guys have seen Dylan, boy.
Yep.
I was saying, United, we have our own Adriano Ronaldo de Lima body look-alike kind of player, Lionel Messi-esque
that
boy coming up. Man. I promise, bro, trust man. Me. You know, since when I've been talking about man like Greenwood, bro, since last year, bro. Let's not get twisted. Since. I said last year.
Bro. Greenwood's been on the radar, bro.
Sorry,
Dylan's on my radar.
2018, I've been talking about Greenwood, Bucko. Bro, yeah. So like, see, when I know his talent, trust me, buddy. Trust me. It's true. Bro, imagine.
Bro, I've seen Dylan as well, man. I just don't like putting, you know, this type
big
of,
man,
you know, pressure
man.
On these young guys. You get me? It's hard enough being a United Academy kid, you get me? All these, tagging them to these names do more harm than help, in my opinion. But I feel where you're coming from, man. The kid is definitely someone to watch out for. Lots of potential.
Another player that I noticed in our academy, yeah?
That
is looking like another Pereira in the making is Puigmal.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of Puigmal.
Yeah, of course now. Everyone's heard of Puigmal, yeah.
Man said everyone's heard of Puigmal.
Bro,
because
his
transfer
was very
yeah.
notorious, isn't it?
Oh, yeah? Talk to me about his transfer. I know I've heard of that Puigmal guy before the time I heard of him. So I was like, wait, where have I heard of this guy from?
Yeah, man.
What happened in the transfer?
It was just it took a while to get through. United were monitoring the guy for almost 2 years before they completed the deal. Yeah.
I'm sorry, me. I don't think that Puigmal guy is so. Stand up from my seat, bro.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, it's still so
it's
early,
still
man.
Early. Let's
I think
not
he's
lie.
Still 19.
Let's not
yeah.
lie. It's too early, but bro, by this time, yeah, man, like Mbappe. Man like Martial, you already knew what was going on in it. Man like Tillemans, you already knew what was going on. Man like Donka.
And I remember Puigmal, like I think Barca also wanted him before we got
Lol.
Him. Yeah.
Man, he looks basic. Let's say that's for now. No worries.
Yeah, for now, to be honest, it's not really lived up to the potential
but
so far. We're lacking a bit of consistency.
Games. I'm like, come, is this Pereira Jr. or what? Like, for their own level, I'm like, come, this guy's supposed to still be, you know. To be fair, he does his part. Like, he should be in the United team. But it's a case where he's just not sparking enough. Like, for the fact that I know his name, like, he's not really being worth it. Like, I know your name, bro, of, like, the youth players. You've got to have something more. But cool, no worries.
Yeah, because now already we're trying to get for a lot of money.
That
and
was
they
who,
played the same position.
That was who I was exactly going to turn to next. So, me, I actually think Cavani is a solid 6. I'll give Cavani a 7 even, to be fair. 7.
Yeah, 7 out of 10 for Cavani. You're much more optimistic than
bro,
myself.
Bro, you that you're optimistic will get Sancho and freaking Madison.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic. I just know that if the Pogba thing happens, we'll push them.
Yep, I hear you. Okay, so let's get into Jude. Talk to me about Jude.
Well, Jude is a 16-year-old sensation that I have never watched live, but YouTube scouting has made it clear to me that guy is going to be something great. I mean,
what? Bro, I've watched him on YouTube as well, but I don't know. He doesn't give me that something great vibe.
Nah, he gives me bro.
Okay, he's better than most 16-year-olds.
Perspective, bro.
Yeah. I get the vibe that he's better than most 16-year-olds, but, bro.
So you don't really see what the hype is all about?
No, see, I understand the hype, but for us to be bidding $37 million, so
yeah, now the figures that are being touted for him sound a bit
sound mad, bro.
Yeah, man, I don't know where they're going with that, to be honest. Like, I would splash out like 15, like max. You get me? If they like stop at that 15M limit coming up, anything over that, then we're pushing it, because he's 15, because his contract expires like next
year. Which one's 15? No, I'm talking of his age, not the money you want to spend.
Yeah, his age is
16. Yeah. I think that's where we got confused. No worries.
Yeah, his contract expires next year as well, so I don't know why his price should be that's high, to be honest. So he's got a year and a half left in his contract, so why are they touting figures that high?
He's 16-year-old, bro. If it was a club like Man City, I promise you, 10 million months in.
Yeah, man, the moment United comes in, it's a different story. But Jude is the Birmingham's like youngest ever first team player ever in the history.
I can imagine.
Yeah, our youngest ever first team player ever is Angel Gomez. Is it?
Okay, I think it's between Angel Gomez and there's this guy Whiteside.
Yeah, he was younger than Gomez.
Bro, Whiteside was younger than them Giggs and the rest. Okay, I think Whiteside's accolade was youngest to actually reach 200 games.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Norman Whiteside. Norman Whiteside. Yeah, bro, Norman, that was back in the day still.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gomez. Well, yeah, Bellingham, Gomez was I remember his debut was against Crystal Palace 2017.
Yeah, that last game. Yeah.
16-17 season after we won Europa League.
Yeah. Yep. Oh no, I think it was before the final. Because it was the last game of the season.
I think because we're front runners, that possible that would get him.
Yeah.
Bro, this Aaron's guy here in Norwich.
Yeah,
to be
man.
Fair, he's a decent defender, yeah, and he's also decent attacking wise now.
Yeah, man, we're linked with him as well in the summer. Yeah.
Lol.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that the United scouts said they scouted before getting Wan-Bissaka.
Lol. Sure, I guess you see Wan-Bissaka's numbers was just always better than any other one.
That's defensive wise now.
They then completely forgot about the attacking. For 50 million. Yo. My defender, I cannot cross. God. Oh my God. And to be fair, in this game, you have been watching Aaron. This guy has won two headers above Dele Alli. Guy, Dele Alli is like 6'2. Aaron is like freaking 5'7.
Man. Yo, Aaron's a good fullback. No cap. Even if Norwich go down, you already know he's going to get 100%
on a Trippier type vibe. on a Kieran Trippier Burnley vibe. He is gone. He is gone.
And he's even faster and more agile than Trippier.
100%. He is gone. Yeah. I look at him like, who will get Aarons?
No, Tottenham might go for him for
now. That sounds like Serge Aurier, though. And you know, Walker is already there. Don't forget Kyle.
Man City.
No, the other Kyle Walker, bro.
Okay, like, how many times?
Yeah, bro. So,
yeah.
What do you think? Do you think the Jude deal is actually gonna come through?
To be honest, I actually think there's a lot of the interest looks strong, so I'd say yes. I see that deal going through. I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
Oh my god, man said a 9.
Yeah, man.
So you think Jude is a 9, I give Jude an 8, no worries. Well,
fair enough.
So no problem, man. Bello, it's been great having you on. I think this will probably have been the longest podcast we've had. But yeah, we had to do this. I mean, the transfer saga going on is just a joke. But yeah, happy that you came on, bro. And surely this will be the first of many, 100%.
Hopefully, bro. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast, on, man. Power of Sports. Shout out to you guys, man. All 100%. The listeners, man. Support that. And this podcast is going to go places. Watch out for Dills TV as well, man.
Yeah, bro. You guys should catch Bello T on Dills TV. Always giving his amazing reviews and post-match reactions. Bro,
bless.
Come on.
Now let's go see how our boys do versus Burnley, innit?
Bro, I would not be surprised if this ends in a painful 1-0.
Nah, we got this.
You got this without Rashford. I'm sorry, you got nothing, bro.
We have James. We have Dan James.
Lol, please go on. Please louder. No worries, bro. All right, man. Take care, bro.
Bless, my G. Bless.
Yeah, take care, bro.